Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
MJF in WWE. We'll talk about it. Plus an injury scare on NXT and a bizarre tag team debut for AEW. For Wednesday, October the 20th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you live under a rock, you are looking at the youngest and fastest rising star in professional wrestling today, Maxwell Jacob Friedman. And in that ring, wait, Bret, a fan's coming up! Ha ha!
Cheap. Just cheap.
Oh my god! Oh, that killed me. Hold on, give me a second. Ha ha ha! Oh man. Oh. Wait, you people really want to boo me? Yeah? Yeah? Let me tell you why you Nimrods boo me. It's because you're jealous. You are jealous of the fact that you are looking at the quintessential future of All Elite Wrestling.
One of my favorite MJF promos, that the one with Bret Hart in the ring. And just MJF being an absolute dickhead, which is what he's brilliant at. He was chatting away on wrestling with Brandon Walker just the other day, and he discussed his contract situation with AEW, and he revealed something quite intriguing. He said, "I'm going to be in AEW for a long time. However, if Tony Khan, a good friend of mine, doesn't fork up the right amount of money when my contract goes up in the beginning of 2024, I might go to the other place. I might go over there. I might go to Impact. I might go to Ring of Honor. I can go wherever I want because I'm the hottest commodity in professional wrestling." MJF also in this interview talked a lot about Roman Reigns, because Roman's been very outspoken about the ratings war between AEW and WWE. Sort of on the sly, on the subtle. And MJF said, "Roman Reigns lost in the key demographic to Ruby Soho. And Ruby Soho sucks, so I don't know what to tell you. I think Roman Reigns is a hell of a performer. He really is. I respect what he does. I respect the hard work that goes into putting out that product that is WWE. Again, someday I might work there. I'm also sure if he sees this, he'll pretend he doesn't know who I am, because that's what they do over there. When in reality, I know they're all watching our stuff. Again, I cannot stress this enough. Huge fan of Roman Reigns. I think he's great. I would love to work with him one day." So whilst MJF is very much All Elite until 2024, so a few more years of great promos like the one that we've heard, he is not ruling out a move to WWE. That's why, as he says in this interview with Brandon Walker, he steers clear of a lot of conversations about ratings wars and Monday Night Wars and Wednesday Night Wars, because he thinks that he may very well have a future working in WWE at some point.
Rana taking out of the equation for the moment. Again, the winner of this matchup will split the lead. For her team,
horrible. What a nasty landing on the outside there, but JC Jane feet managing to get caught up in the ropes.
And Io Shirai,
she's okay.
The veteran realizing the opportunity is now. Is Shirai going to spin the wheel? Who will spin the wheel? Who will determine the stipulation for the NXT Women's Tag Team titles at Halloween Havoc?
Busy night on NXT 2.0, the go-home show before NXT Halloween Havoc. We saw Io Shirai face JC Jane from Toxic Attraction and Indy Hartwell's tag partner, Persia Perota, in a triple threat match to determine who would spin the wheel and make the deal in that NXT Women's Tag Team title match. It was during the match, as you heard there, that Jane went for a suicide dive, didn't quite clear the ring. ends up getting her feet stuck in the ropes, seemingly banging her head on the floor as well. When the show came back from commercial, we saw that Jane was being checked on by medics, and then she was helped to the back. And as a few people took photos of Jane heading to the back, they are saying, like, at least she can walk back, and we hope that she's okay. Now, at time of writing, we've got no update on JC Jane, but by virtue of her being able to walk to the back, I would hope that would mean that it's not a bad thing. One thing with NXT and WWE in general is they don't take risks with injuries anymore. I mean, back in the day, they very much used to. You know, the classic Raw and SmackDown reviews certainly prove that. But nowadays, if there's the slightest concern for a performer's well-being, they will take them out of the situation, stop the match altogether, or whatever will be. So we send our best wishes, and as soon as we have an update on JC Jane, of course, we'll let you know at cultaholic.com. Also, last night on NXT, we saw an apparent babyface turn for Johnny Gargano. So he's been doing this sort of slow burn babyface thing on the former Black and Gold brand for quite some time, since the premiere of 2.0. He confronted Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams last night, and this led to an altercation with Dexter Lumis making the save to chase Hayes and Trick away. So a babyface run on the cards for Gargano, and a program with Carmelo Hayes, of all people. Gargano's WWE contract expires in December. We still don't know what Gargano is planning to do going forward, whether he will stay with the company, whether he might do what a few of his peers have done and exercise their options elsewhere. I guess you and I will find out together as time wears on. Before we have to concern ourselves with that, though, the small matter of NXT Halloween Havoc is next week. So we had a few more matches and stipulations announced for the show last night for Halloween Havoc. It was confirmed that MSK are defending the NXT tag team titles against Imperium, Fabian Aichner and Marcel Barthel in a spin the wheel, make the deal match. The stip is going to be decided on the show next week with a big old spin of the wheel. The wheel was spun last night for the NXT Women's Tag Team title match. As a result of Io Shirai winning the triple threat, her and Zoe Stark get to spin the wheel. They gave it a good old spin and confirmed that they'll be defending their NXT Women's Tag Team titles against Indy Hartwell and Persia Perota and Toxic Attraction in a Stairway to Hell ladder match. We're getting a triangle ladder match. It's going to be good times. I'm excited to see what these three teams will do together. We got another spin the wheel, make the deal. Let's not overdo the spin the wheel, make the deal. Jake Roberts will be fuming. The NXT Women's Championship will be decided with a spin of the wheel as Raquel Gonzalez puts it on the line against the leader of Toxic Attraction, Mandy Rose. And of course, the NXT title to be decided, Tommaso Ciampa defending against breakout star from NXT 2.0, Bron Breakker. Also, last night, we confirmed that LA Knight, after defeating Grayson Waller, will host the event. Expect skits and shenanigans. And speaking of skits and shenanigans, we also have confirmed that Chucky from Child's Play will be part of the show as well. The son of Rick Steiner on the same show as Chucky. Any long-standing wrestling fans will see the deep significance of this occurring. It is a special addition to NXT Halloween Havoc. The son of a WWE Hall of Famer will make their debut as well. Solo Sikoa, real name Safer Fatu, the younger brother of the Usos, the son of Rikishi, cousin of Roman Reigns, enters the NXT 2.0 system. There's been several video vignettes hyping him up as the street champion of the island. Intrigued to see what a Solo Sikoa is going to do as part of NXT. Full results from last night's NXT are available at cultaholic.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There it is. Yes. Beautiful. Power. Power. Feel the power of the fuego. Yes. Yes. Show me the fuego, man. Yes. Beautiful. Thank More fuego-ness.
Thank you so much.
There it is. All right.
Mr. Rhodes.
Did you just say Mr. Rhodes? What the hell are you doing? That's not his name. His name is Son of Fuego, Fuego 2. Don't you ever call him that again.
And finally, if you've been enjoying some of the shenanigans of Fuego and Son of Fuego, Fuego 2, you are excited. You'll be excited to hear that he will be making an appearance at AEW Dark's tapings at Universal Studios. So Son of Fuego and Fuego del Sol, aka Too Fast to Fuego, will be in action at the AEW Dark tapings. A match graphic has been put up to confirm this as well, and I can't help but thinking now, obviously I've seen Fuego 2 on Sammy Guevara's video blog. I'm looking at the picture now, and he reminds me of somebody. He reminds me of somebody on the AEW roster, but I just can't put my finger on it. Maybe you can. Take a look at the picture on AEW's Twitter right now. On the podcast feed later today, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. We are in conversation with former Impact Wrestling star AC Romero. You may have heard that AC requested his release from Impact just the other month, and we are very delighted to get to have a chat with AC about some of the stuff that went down that led to him saying farewell.
And that's when the frustration really built. It's like, you know, what the hell, like, what? And I would call him and I would say, what can we do something better? What can we do to come back, you know? And that's when I was like, you know what, this is now I feel like, this is how I felt. I'm not saying it's what they were doing. I just felt like we're getting dicked around, for lack of a better phrase. And then we weren't booked on the next loop. And I was like, all right, that's it. I gotta.
We talk about that. Plus, AC picks three wrestling matches to watch while stranded on a desert island. And we talk about a bunch of other stuff as well. That's on the podcast feed a little later on today. Check out the Cultaholic YouTube channel because Ross and Andrew aren't doing the predictions for Crown Jewel. No, they seem to have roped in Kevin Owens and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Austin could do with a substantial meal by the looks of things. Check them out on youtube.com/cultaholic and at twitch.tv/cultaholic. Ross is FIFA-licious today from 1 p.m. British summertime, and Jack and Owen are back guiding the careers of Cultaholic FC on Football Manager. That's at 6 BST. twitch.tv/cultaholic, and I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.